In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Christ is risen. Brethren in Christ, a few weeks ago, our musician Norman Mamie called me to check if I am watching the interview of Larry King with Virginia Harris, chairman of the Christian Science Board of Directors. I immediately turned on the CNN television program, Larry King Live. This television show, which reaches 170 million homes in 210 countries, followed Mr. King's inclusion of the Christian Science perspective in his recently published book, Powerful Prayers. Most of the interview concentrated on the healing ministry, which was established by Mary Baker Eddy. Following this interview, many telephone calls, email messages, faxes, and letters were sent inquiring about God's healing message with the world. Some of them called to find out how to get in touch with the Christian Science practitioners. I, as an Orthodox Christian, am grateful and thankful that people are turning to God to seek spiritual healing and praying daily, and thus considering spirituality to be the most important aspect of their lives. However, I would like to make you aware of the shortcomings of this approach and to shed light on the Orthodox theology of healing. First, we as Orthodox Christians believe that Christ is the healer of our fallen nature and its redeemer from death and corruptibility. And healing our physical sickness is just a part of a whole process of our reinstatement into immortality and eternal life. And since physical illness is a symptom of our sinfulness, our faith in the healing power of Jesus should concentrate on the whole ministry of Christ as the healer of the cause of our weakness and feebleness, which is death. Second, in our Orthodox prayers, we have a whole litany which reaches every aspect of our lives. We pray unceasingly for peace, for the stability of the churches, for the salvation of our souls, for our bishops and the clergy, for the civil authorities, for our deliverance from tribulation, danger, distress, civil wars, pestilence, famine, plague, earthquake, flood, fire, sword, foreign invasion, and sudden death, and many, many other prayers. Thus, our prayers are not restricted to the physical healing alone, but reaches all aspects of our lives. Third, we believe that healing is integrated in the sacramental life of the church. That is, in the seven sacraments, and especially in the sacrament of unction. At Wednesday evening of the Holy Week, as you remember, we both clergy and laity prayed over the oil to be blessed with the visitation, majesty, and power of the Holy Spirit. This sanctifying oil has its healing power through the validity of the Apostolic Church, through the touch of the priests, and through the prayers of the congregations. And this oil is consecrated by the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, so it might have the power of healing the disorders of our souls and bodies. And in our sacraments, we use material elements. We use oil, we use chrism, we use water, we use wine, because we believe that the glory of God dwells in the material element itself. And the usage of the sanctified material elements are necessary for receiving the sacraments. And in today's gospel, Jesus made clay of the spittle and anointed the blind man's eyes, and then he asked him to be washed, and after that he was healed, so that the works of God were made manifest in this blind man. Fourth, the consecrated elements are powerful and effectual if we are delivered from our sinful passions, from every defilement of flesh and spirit. We are called to put away earthly desires so that we may be dead to sin but alive to righteousness. Therefore, we believe in the purifying element of the prayers. But how do we pray? Can we pray when our minds and souls are focused only on personal gain and personal healing from bodily afflictions? For this reason, we pray to God to purify and wash out the blemish of our souls and rescue us from evil plots. God sometimes disciplines us, yet does not put us to death for reasons which we do not know. But He comforts our pains so that we may raise up to praise and to glorify Him without ceasing, like this blind man. He glorified God at the end. And fifth, we believe that healing is a gift given to certain people, like the mercenaries in the church, those who performed miracles without being paid, and they were doctors, like physicians, like regular physicians. Like Luke the apostle, he was a physician and he was one of the disciples of Christ. Cosmas and Damian, Cyrus and John, these are the saints. Philelaus and Tryphon, Pandelaimon and Hermolaus, Samson and Diomedes, Mokius and Anictus, and others who were many healers in the church, and some of them were physicians, regular physicians. Therefore, medicine could be a God-given science to us. and doctors and physicians could be co-workers with Christ if they do not put perfection in science and in invention above the power of God. Saint John Chrysostom, when he came to the See of Constantinople, ordered the excess of episcopal expenditure to be transferred to the hospitals for the sick, and founded other hospitals, setting over them pious presbyters with physicians and cooks, so that foreigners arriving in the city or being attacked by disease might receive aid, because it was a good work in itself for the glory of the Savior. And even in the epistle of this morning, the keepers of the prison washed the stripes of Paul and Silas. And this is a kind of treatment to heal the apostles themselves from their wounds. Therefore, brethren, let us be very careful about the refusal of treatment, because healing, whether comes medically or comes in a miraculous way, is at the end the revelation of the power of Jesus Christ. Amen.